You may or may not do this, but what I want you to do is I want you to get a pen and a paper, or a whiteboard pen and a whiteboard. I want you to write on this whiteboard these things I tell you right now. I want you to write everyone in your whole life, from your childhood to now, who you've held a grudge over. Somebody who has done something mean to you. Somebody who has hurt your feelings. Somebody who has been mean to you. Someone who you held a grudge over. Somebody you hated. Someone who made you feel shitty. And what I want you to do is I want you to write their names down. Then what I want you to do is I want you to reach out to them on Facebook, call them, social media, turn up at their house, write them a letter. It doesn't matter. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to say to them, I forgive you. Now they will know what they've done or how they've treated you. Trust me. People know when they've done something to somebody. Okay? They know. They feel it. Okay? They remember that time when they made you feel uncomfortable. They remember it. So when you say to them, I forgive you, they are going to know what it means. What that will do is it will basically, is imagine a sponge, and that sponge is full of water and soap. And you keep squeezing that sponge and bubbles come out. And then you run it under the tap and you squeeze it again, and more and more and more. More and more of the times when you squeeze that sponge, less bubbles come out. And then if there's still bubbles in there, then you put it under the tap and you squeeze again and again. And each time you squeeze, more and more bubbles come out, and there's less bubbles eventually in that sponge. What you're doing is when you forgive people, you are removing and letting go of any anger, negative, toxic energy, cancer in your body from what that person did to you and how they treated you. Because when somebody does something mean to you, it doesn't make you feel good. It makes your body feel shitty, to put it simply, right? Makes you, puts you in a bad mood. And so you may sort of just move on from that situation and just go about your day. But that feeling in your body that that person made you feel is still there somewhere. It could be in any muscle in your body, right? And what you're doing is when you forgive them, you're essentially saying, here you are, you prick. Here's this cancer you gave me when you called me fat, when you called me a twat or whatever. And you're giving it back to them. Because what happens is that when people are mean to people, that person's mean to other people. And it just goes round and round and round and round. The wisdom I'm teaching you is that things will always go round and round and round unless you become aware of why they keep coming back. If you throw a frisbee, if you throw a boomerang, it's going to come back, right? Don't throw it and it won't come back. So what you're doing is that when you forgive people, you are stop throwing in that boomerang and therefore it's not going to come back. So essentially it's, I'm not going to throw it because it's going to come back, but I'm just going to give it back to you and then I'm going to be on my way. So when you forgive people, you are letting go of any anger that that person made you feel, and you are essentially raising your vibration. Every time you squeeze that sponge and more soap comes out, that sponge has now less water in it. Before, it was filled with water and soap. And imagine how much weight that sponge would have with water and soap before you squeeze it. And then when you start to squeeze it, that sponge gets lighter and lighter and lighter, and there's less soap and water in it. And that is you. That's you raising your energy. When you feel lighter, you're raising your energy. When you squeeze the soap out, you are releasing anger and anxiety and depression, which is, all comes from negative energy. And before you know it, that will all be gone from your body. You'll feel so much lighter. You'll feel so much happier. And every day, how you feel will be black and white compared to how you used to feel, because your body's been used to sitting in a sponge full of soap and water, and now you're going to be sitting in a sponge with no soap and no water. So now what you do is you find another form of liquid to put in your sponge. Imagine the water and the soap was someone else's. Imagine you want Coke or orange juice or milk or apple juice. All you then do as a sponge is go to those places and absorb apple juice, milk, Coke. But it's what you wanted in your sponge rather than what everyone else put in your sponge. And that's why it's very important to forgive the people who made you feel shitty, because they made you feel shitty because somebody made them feel shitty. So it's not actually their fault. They are responsible for whether they throw that cycle around, but it's not their fault. It's because of their parents or their siblings or their friends or what somebody did to them. They are not aware that what they receive, they will put out, and what they put out, they will receive back. But as a smart, wise person you are going to become aware of this and stop putting out what is given to you. And instead, you're going to remove yourself from these situations of where these people are and make sure that you only hang around places where you can absorb the juice into the sponge that you want. And that's what I have today.